Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Thank you, Dan,
for getting up such a early time for some of us. I could not believe how many Californians and Oregonians and Washingtonians were on the call, which is, this is always a stretch. But hey, as we approach daylight savings time and we all get to spring forward, it'll be even brighter earlier, which my daughters are absolutely loving. Well, not really, because they're having to shut the drapes now because it wakes them up too early. So we want to welcome everybody to the Saturday Morning Leadership Call. And one of these days I'm going to come up with a real snazzy name for this call, but we haven't yet. I'd love to have suggestions, and maybe we'll have to give a prize for that. But no wellness quiz this morning, just because there's just so much information we want to get through. And today we do have a special guest with us. And that is Vicki Munoz. Am I pronouncing that right, Vicki?
No, it's actually Munoz. And my husband's on the phone call with us, so we better get it right.
We better get it right. Say it again.
It took me weeks. It's Munoz.
Munoz.
There you go.
And Mexican?
No, he's from the Dominican Republic. He's a Caribbean guy.
Well, after living in Jamaica for almost a full year and spending a couple weeks in the Dominican Republic, I can understand why he'd want us to pronounce it correctly, so we will. But, Vicki, let's just jump right into things. And what we're going to do, gang, at the end of the call, after we're done with Vicki and we've fielded a few questions, we're going to, I've got a couple announcements that I'm going to make, so please stay tuned to the very end of the call. And I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe this call is being webcast at www.growingandwellness.com. So if you want to access the whatever all that fancy computer technology, some accuse me of still being in the 20th century, and on some things I definitely am, and this is one of them, because I find it very difficult to even be online and be on a call at the same time. But some people really enjoy it, and so you can always go to www.growingandwellness.com and be a part of that. So let's jump into things, and again, throw that out there, that the call will be recorded in its entirety and available for playback there for people that you know would benefit from the information that Vicki's going to share. So, with that in mind, Vicki, you've been in NECAN less than 2 years, coming up on about a year and a half mark, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And tell us, for those who have no earthly idea about your story, tell us a little bit about life before NECAN for you.
I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease on March 22, 2000. But in looking back, my family saw signs of it since the 1970s. So I've had it probably more than 30 years. It's been a very slow progression where I learned to compensate with the way I walked. I didn't water ski. I didn't snow ski with my family. So I evidently learned to compensate. Therefore, people didn't really see what was going on so much. I think probably my husband did recently. But in the 70s, dancing was one of my passions, and I would go around from nightclub to nightclub and compete for the $100 prize monies that they would give out to the best dancers. Also, from the age of five, I played violin. I played in the school orchestra. I played at all of the events, you know, the dramas, the high school presentations, that kind of thing. And then I also played violin at the Junior Philharmonic. So that was something that I was used to doing. But over the next 30 years, the dancing, the violin, they slowed down where I didn't jitterbug and salsa as much. My left leg couldn't handle dancing with my husband the way I would have liked to. And at this point now, I only play violin very back up minimally at my church every other Sunday morning. So I've lost most of that. But back when I was down in Southern California, I was a legal administrator running a law firm in Beverly Hills for about 20 years in entertainment law. And people were always commenting about just how strong I was, and I could buy a home on my own as a single mom. And then I met my husband in Cabo San Lucas 14 years ago on New Year's Eve, and my seven-year-old and I relocated to Northern California I became vice president of our corporation, quality assurance manager, and continued working. So I was, over the last 30 years, very self-sufficient, very independent, and it's not easy for me to ask for help or let things slow me down. But in 2000, my girlfriend and I were in San Francisco shopping. And if any of you know San Francisco, it's uphills and downhills. And even though I was the faster walker of the two of us, I couldn't keep up with her. So she convinced me to go see a doctor. And for the next few years, we spent a lot of time going to and from this doctor and that doctor. Because with this particular challenge I have, they won't diagnose it until they've eliminated every other possibility it could possibly be.
So why is that? Because
there are so many in this autoimmune situation that they all kind of look, have similar symptoms, they have similar pains, so they go through all the others before they finally say, yep, you've got the lesions, so it looks like you must have MS. So it was a long process of trying to get it diagnosed. And so therefore it wasn't until 2000, even though I had probably a huge situation where I was pretending or trying to ski with my husband in 1995 and had to be carried off the mountain. So,
just because of exhaustion?
With this particular challenge, I was standing on the bunny slope. My husband whistled to me from across the way, and as I just turned to look at him, I crossed my skis and ripped my ACL.
Ouch.
So I don't think I would have done it if I hadn't had MS, because you don't normally just standing on a bunny slope do that kind of damage. The balance is gone, you know, or was gone, we'll put it that way. It was gone.
Okay.
So I'm
curious, Vicki, we've diagnosed it, and you said 2000. What is, for Western medicine, what is the prognosis, or the prognosis from that point forward? What do you do? I mean,
well,
I've never had MS. I know people who have it. Each case is different, but what did you do? I mean,
within 2 months, that was March, by May, my neurologist had me on one of the ABC drugs that you give yourself an injection once a week. So that's what they said. She was adamant. You have to get on this quickly, quickly, or you're going to progress. So I started taking the once a week drug, but that was so bad for me. My poor husband basically had to take over raising my sons, because it would, the mild flu-like symptoms they say it'll give you actually would knock me out for one full day, and sometimes two, where you'd have to take our sons to and from school, feed them at night, I'd be in bed the whole time. It was not a lovely life. And the neurologist had said within three weeks to a couple months, I would be over these flu-like symptoms and I would be handling it. Well, a year and 3 months later, I was still going through, losing a day or two every week, so they took me off. I tried another one. I tried the C drug, and then that didn't have any bitter side effects, so we started looking a little harder, and the neurologist referred me to UCSF, where they came back and said, no, you actually have primary progressive, so all of those drugs won't do you any good. So that was the end of the drug therapy.
Fun.
Yeah. And at
so
that
what,
point,
what do you do? What do you do at that point?
Well, at that point, you give up. You become depressed. Anybody that has it will tell you one of the worst parts of it is the depression that comes on board. So when they say, sorry, you've got the big one, and there's nothing we can do for you other than we can put you on steroids to manage some of the pain and the lack of mobility, which I did. I tried that for a year. And all that does is blow you up like a blimp and just kind of stop your being able to see what's happening. But it isn't stopping what's happening. Is that making sense?
No, perfect sense on my part.
Yeah. So I decided, no, I was not going to go that route. So I tried. I'm a vegetarian, because they say sometimes people with this thing do better with vegetarian. My whole family's eating meat all around me, and I'm vegetarian. And trying healthy alternatives. All of those infomercials you see at night where they give you all those wonderful things that you can try, I tried most of them. And then Do you want me to tell you where Shirley comes on board?
Go for it.
Okay. In September of 2004, so now, mind you, I've been diagnosed for over 4 years. I was on permanent disability. My husband and I had bought a power scooter, and we were in the process of converting my van to a wheelchair accessible because I had been falling so much, and several times I'd actually knocked myself out on the flooring here. We have tile floor, so it's not a fun thing when you fall down. But anyway, I was in the process of converting the van when in November, a woman from my church, she's on the line today, Shirley. Hello, Shirley. Oh, she can't answer, can she? Anyway.
She's going to say, hello, Vicki. Hello,
yeah,
Van.
She did. No, she did earlier this morning. You just weren't on yet. But in any event, Shirley came to me and said, called me after church and said, I noticed you're not playing violin very much. I remember I told you I was playing every other Sunday. I still do. But they were writing me out of a lot of the parts because my fingers just weren't coming through, and I would leave in tears because the fingers weren't working the way they were supposed to.
The thought that runs through my mind is anything that you're talented at doing that God gives you the ability and you're unable to do it because of a physical
challenge.
Situation.
There,
that's got to be heartbreaking.
It is. Well, that was the biggest part, I think, of the depression. Because when you've loved to dance for years, or you've loved to play violin and it's gone, or, okay, yes, I still play violin Sunday mornings, but I play like a first grader, not a concert violinist anymore. Anyway, so she said she had the answer for me, and any of those of you that have MS who are listening, you probably would have the same reaction most of the time, like, yeah, right, get out of my life, don't even think, they tell me there's no cure. So I wasn't about to listen to her, and she said, no, I'm just going to loan you some things, just try them and see, and if they don't work for you, you can always give them back. Well, anybody with a disability knows you'll try almost anything, especially if you can try it without risk or for free or whatever. So I did.
You'd been at this point for good solid 4 years since they diagnosed it, but even prior to that. So you're going on what? How many years that you've been dealing with the symptoms of this?
Well, dealing with the symptoms since the 70s, so I was over 35 years at this point.
So at this point, you're ready to, you know, jump into a lake if somebody told you it would help, right?
After reading Montel's book, I could certainly agree why he sat in the closet and considered killing himself. Mm. I had really given some serious thoughts to those same things, but the only thing that stopped me was that I didn't want my husband not to get his insurance policy off me if I committed suicide, so that wouldn't work.
Exactly. That kind of makes those things null and void. So Shirley comes along and says, why don't you check out what Nikan has to offer?
Yep.
Were you a little bit apprehensive or questionable or skeptical?
Apprehensive. I was actually unfriendly to her. Like, get out of my life, Shirley. This is all such bogus stuff. But she is.
You've never heard of it, right?
No, I had never heard of it. She's persistent, and I said, okay, fine. You know, this is crazy, but okay, fine. So she comes over on a Sunday afternoon. She puts me on the mag steps. For those of you who don't know Nikan, it's a magnetic insole that you just stand on. I still had my shoes on, so I was standing on top of the mag steps and did the strength test, and sure enough, the girl who'd been falling, was getting balance I hadn't had in quite a while. So that caught my interest, and she loaned me probably most every product there was, I think. Every day she'd bring me something else to try. So I was on all of it. I was on the Thymag water, the sleep system. I had a Kinkoflex in my back belt, and that's huge for somebody with MS. And from that day, which was November 1st, 2004, I have not used a cane since. So it's a pretty huge product experience as far as I'm concerned. We were able to cancel the conversion on my van, so that saved me $22,000 right there. And I was actually a little irritated that we bought this van just because of the MS, and then I didn't really need it anymore. But as it turns out, I now use the van every day for taking people the beds, the aquapores, the stuff that I'm loaning out to other people to help them.
Sure.
So it's a good thing I have the van in the long run. But
Now, Vicki, I'm curious. I never did find out, and of course you're never supposed to ask these questions from a male to a female, but since we're on the phone, it doesn't really matter. You're how young today?
Oh, I'm 53 now.
Okay, now, so typically for a 53-year-old or somebody in their 50s who is diagnosed and is literally clinically they determined you do have MS, what would life be like today versus even a year and a half ago?
Well, I've kind of told you already. I know that Jose and I would be back to where we were trying to find me help. You know, I'd have to have full-time help because I now have a 12-year-old and he's a wonderful help, but I'd have to be able to get him to and from school. And I don't know that I would be around because I know the depression I was going into.
Sure.
And I can't tell the people out there enough. You absolutely need to be trying this because the other opportunity or option is not lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now for those of us who don't even know what MS is like, we don't have anybody in our family or any close friends that have suffered through it. If we came across someone as a Nikan wellness consultant, what would you suggest? Because Shirley approached you, you basically told her off. What would you say to allow us to, we were on this conference call with this gal in Colorado, and she shared her story, and this might help for you or might work for you. What would you say as a kind of a lead-in statement?
I think, or my experience has been, you must be very, very careful. And the reason I say that is because when you offer somebody, like Shirley did with me, Shirley's persistent, but most people are going to say to you, how dare you think you have an answer for me? So be very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
I also say you need to be very careful that before you put somebody on, like Shirley did, just load them with all of the stuff. Fortunately, I had been looking for alternative options for several years before she came on board. So I had already detoxed. I'd gone through more than months with a homeopath who had been detoxing me. Because if you dropped somebody who had MS, who'd never done any kind of cleansing, and you put them on all this stuff, it's a wonderful thing, but you have to be ready that it is going to start cleansing your body. And most people with MS don't want to get worse before they get better. So if they're not expecting that there are some real cleansing things that come from this, you could end up doing some harm if they don't know what they're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
They will come through it. But they have to be willing to go through it to get better.
Right, and this is one of those scenarios that, we always kind of say when we're introducing people to the technologies that, sometimes we've got people because of the toxicity or because of the length of time they've lived with something that you may find for a few days that your body's saying, hey, I want to get rid of this stuff, and so you may start to feel just a little bit more icky.
To put it mildly,
and yet if we can get some of the great optimized water in them and help flush that out, and now with our cleanser, part of the Body Balance program, I mean, we really got
it. I can't wait to try that one.
Oh, I tell you, we had friends, our Bible study met last night, and one of the first couples that walked in the door, they're like, man, we were so expecting ours to arrive today. We want to get started, but that's okay. We'll just eat two desserts tonight, and we'll get started on Monday.
Sounds like my husband.
You know, what was interesting, I immediately said, hey, I'll tell you what, for both you guys, I'll give you 12 of the cleanser capsules, and you can get started when yours come. You can pay me back if you want. And they're like, oh, no, we'll do
fabulous.
That. So it kind of gave them a jump start. Now, I'm not going to make that offer for everybody. But
I was going to say, you're going to have everybody on this call calling you.
But I could see the level of expectation, and I know that when people know what can take place when we use the technologies all together and all the different components of the products of the wellness home and that synergistic reaction that we'll get when we start to use them, we just took the level of wellness. I love the way that Carolyn Tanholtz describes it, is that each time Nikan introduces something new, we get a new level of wellness because we just take it up a notch. And some of the people that have already been using and testing the product for the last 6-7 weeks, they've been with Nikan for, you know, numbers of years, 4, 5, 6, some of them 10+ years, and to see their reaction and see their life, it's just like we just went up another whole notch.
Well, and I am always ready to tell people, if Nikan brought it out, it's already the best on the market, because
mm-hmm.
they bring out nothing unless it's better than anything that's out there. They don't just jump on a market, oh, that's selling well, let's bring something out. It has to be better than anything else that's out there before they'll do it.
And that statement coming from you, Vicki, packs so much of a punch, because you don't know the, necessarily the insides of, you know, the policy, which is, you know, they'll state, because I've been on a product development committee and a part of the President's Club, you hear these things and it doesn't really start to sink in, because you see stuff and you're like, man, that would be a great product, I wish they could get it. And they'll come back and say, you know, unless it's an exclusive, I mean, we're like way outside of the box type of idea, we're not going to touch it, because we want to be so unique. And you could take any one of Nikan's quadrants of the products, whether it's the environment, the sleep, the, you know, the daytime energy, the nutrition, any one of those components, and they'd be a standalone business. And that's the beauty about it. And so I'm curious, mm-hmm. Vicki, what you, from a business standpoint, you I would imagine you got excited about what happened, the change of life, you know, for you, because of, you were talking decades of suffering, and then all of a sudden, just in a few days' time, as a result of Shirley giving you this gift, that some things changed for you. So you had quite an extensive business background, and I never did find out, ask her what, or maybe you mentioned, but I didn't catch it, what does Jose do for an occupation?
We own a telecommunications business where we do all the power for one of the major utilities here.
Okay, so you guys understand the role of being in business.
Oh, yeah, he's a great businessman, and he did not jump on board with me.
Well, for
he just said, he was the loving husband and said, I will support you. And so for the first year, he supported me, but he wasn't on board. Now he started to really get excited, and he's got his own people he's bringing on, his own family. So
of course. Now, Vicki, had you ever been associated with the network marketing company?
I did. I had done... actually, I've done a number of them.
So you could be categorized in the junkie quadrant.
No, not that far. I had done Amway because my ex-husband thought that was our get-rich thing. And I had done that and went, And then I had tried two of those other ones, but only because I wanted the homeopathic nutritionals.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped on those two, but it wasn't for the purpose of doing the business. But I was familiar with what they want to tell you and what you're supposed to do.
Okay, now that, I'm going to guess, changed as far as wanting to be associated with, but not wanting to do the business. What made Nikan unique?
No, when I saw Shirley, it was too funny. I said, Shirley, okay, I'm going with the system because my husband has stopped snoring. He stopped thrashing, so I get to sleep. And then he said, and by the way, you haven't used a cane for the last 3 weeks. And I went, oh, you're right, I haven't. And so I was willing to do the products, but I told her right up front, okay, I'm buying all this stuff and I'm buying a sleep system, but I'm not doing the business. And then just a couple days later, I called her back and said, no, the Lord told me I'm supposed to be doing this because I can help a whole lot of people with MS.
Sure.
So that's what changed it. It wasn't about jumping in and making a lot of money. It was about reaching a lot of people. And as I think you already know, I'm doing a huge three-way situation where I'm helping people when Nikan people meet people with MS and they want to be able to talk to them or relate or tell me what MS is. So I'm trying to educate all of us, so we know how to help the most people. Because doing it by myself, I can only, I've probably reached 100 or 200 people, but in this call, I know that we can reach a whole lot more.
And just for the record here, so people know, because we've got close to 200 listening right now, and there'll be several other 100 that'll listen to the recording later, That if you guys, when we will come across people, Vicki is totally available, and here's her email address, and I'll give you a second to grab a pen or a paper or, you know, a chunk of coal or, you know, your kid's crayon or something. But it's simply msrelief@comcast.net. Again, that's the letters M, the letter S, relief@comcast.net.
You better spell it, though, because we've got Scotland trying to hear it. R-E-L-I-E-F. Well, because it kind of sounds like it's release, and I would hate for them to
release,
be trying to...
Release, yeah, true. Yeah, M-S-R-E-L-I-E-F, as in Frank, at comcast.net. And that'll allow Vicki to better serve those of us out there with that. We're going to come across people. It's very difficult when you've had an experience with, like what all of us have experienced with what Nikan has given us. It's very difficult not to share it with other people, even if we don't know how to share it. Now, Vicki, you went silver, advanced to the rank of silver in your first month, full month in the business.
Right.
And you hit the Paragon Award with 7 first level seniors. I'm curious, that new, because that's a rocket launch start. I mean, that's like shuttle blasting off start with Nikan. What did you say to some of these people? Obviously, you shared your story, because nobody can take that away. But what was it that really just got other people, whoosh, okay, I need to be a part of this. Boom, here's my credit card. Let's go.
I think it was the excitement, and I think anybody that is as excited about what they've seen as I was would have the same kind of success, because that enthusiasm just permeates, and you can't help it. People just want to jump on board. And I think there's also a thing, when you see a woman who has been walking with a cane is getting worse and worse and worse, and all of a sudden you see her pick back up, you want to do it. You want, whatever that is, they just want to jump in with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because since I joined every single day, almost without exception, at least once a day, I meet somebody who is or knows someone with MS.
Mm.
Almost daily. And it's funny because now a year and a half later, my response when somebody says, well, I have MS, or I know somebody, it's like, of course you do, because you're the one today.
Sure.
You know, it's just, it's so out there. It makes me angry that they say that MS is not a really prevailing disease, because there's no way I could be meeting somebody every single day if it weren't.
Well, we're gonna do something different here in a couple minutes, but before we do that, I have one more question, but let me give people instructions.
Did you want me to let people know what I'm helping with? Because I'm assuming that's going to be the first question, because I've gotten it in all kinds of emails already.
Go
what
for
am
it.
I finding helps me the most?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because that will, I assume, eliminate a couple of these calls that will be coming in. I have mag steps in my shoes and the mag strides, which are the ones without the bumps, in my slippers. I wear a necklace. I have a bracelet. And the pearl earrings I wear every single day, just because I love having magnets right on my ears. I use the CM cream on my feet at night as my decadence. It's just the most wonderful thing to give yourself a foot massage before going to bed. I use the Aquaphor Deluxe downstairs so that I have hot or cold water all the time. But I've now gotten an express that I keep upstairs in my bedroom,
mm-hmm.
in the bathroom, so that I can take my pills in the morning, but I can get my water at night without having to go all the way downstairs.
Sure.
I sleep on the sleep system, and I would never, ever... not. I take it with me whenever I go on vacation or anything else. And then the last thing that I'm truly, truly is this, the Kenko seat. I have it on all the seats in my cars so that I can be able to drive around and not get as locked up as I will if I'm sitting in a movie theater for 2 hours. I can't even get up from a movie theater. Whereas if I'm driving around in my car, it doesn't matter how many hours. I can do it fine. And then the Siaga. For those of you who know that I have been going through chemotherapy for the last year as a guinea pig for UCSF to see if their chemo will help my primary progressive, the Siaga is the only thing that gets me through. It's huge for me to help with the fatigue that that chemo can give me. So I do it every single morning once, and if I'm starting to flag a little bit in the afternoon, I do it again. I know that Reed Nelson does it four times a day or whatever he said. Although, who thinks he needs it, but yeah.
Yeah, he's always been pretty much high energy. Now, I'm curious, Vicki, as you describe all the components that you're using, it's very obvious that you not only have a wellness home, but you endorse that you're using that.
Yep.
If there is people on a limited income, because you come across this
all the time. Of course, I was too.
What would be the absolute must? Where would you start with people? Because you describe what you're using for daytime, you know, lifestyle.
It's huge.
With the
yeah.
insoles, the necklace, the bracelet,
yeah.
the earrings. Would that be your best angle to start, or would you say
actually,
no?
Actually, if people had only enough money to start on the water is where I would start them.
Start on the water. Okay.
I would start on the water. And the reason I say that is if you run across someone who has any one of the autoimmunes, they need to be on the water to start building. They need to detox with the mess, and they need to start building their strength up. And so before you put them on a sleep system, if you can get them on the water for at least a week, if not longer, we had a couple people who really needed the detox first, and we put them on with one mini on the back of their neck so that they could try and help with the... For those of you who don't know what MS is, it's where little bugs that are known as our T cells have come in and they eat at the nerve lining, the myelin sheath. So we have like an electrical cord that's been frayed out. So the messages don't get along that nerve cord. So by having the mini at the back of our neck or on our back or down on our spine, any of it, it helps the message get along that cord, my experience. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you that's what I've found.
And Vicki, that is the most brilliant way to explain it, to dumb it down for those of us who are not medical, to allow us to understand exactly what's going on. Now, could we adequately explain it to someone else? Well, it really doesn't matter, but we can honestly say, you know, I don't understand everything. However, I've heard a thing, and, you know, this might do it. So I love the fact that you say start with the water, because none of us drink and consume as much water as we need to. And then
if you're drinking bottled water, you're not
exactly
doing the same thing, because it's not hydrating the way ours does.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always drunk a lot of water. But when it goes right on through, especially for someone with MS who has an incontinence situation, which is a big piece of MS, they're terrified about drinking more water. Well, the difference is this water will go into your cells, into your body, and not right on through and create a problem for you, the same way as drinking regular water will.
Yeah, and so for, you know, less than $250, somebody can hook up with an Aquaphor, or, you know.
Or they can use the travel one.
Sure.
That would still, if that's all they can afford to do, get the $30 bottle, or I use the one with the carrying that has the magnet in it
mm-hmm.
and the far infrared. So for under $100, you're still with water with you no matter where you go, to what restaurant or wherever.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. It's not rocket science. Yeah, Vicki, I got another question that I'm going to allow
open it up.
To open up. I'm not going to open it up because that's just your suicide on my part. No pun intended. So if you guys have got a question that Vicki hasn't addressed or that I haven't been able to ask and you just think, wow, I'd love to ask this, here's what all you got to do is you hang up, you dial the same conference call number you just dialed, and I'm going to give you a different code, though, and it's 157-361. Again, 157-361-pound. And my only request is that if you call in, and especially if you're on a cell phone or if you're in an area where there's a lot of background noise, if you can hit mute on your phone or *6, and when you do that, that'll tell you when you're muted, and you hit it again, and it'll tell you when you're off-muted, okay? So if you want to do that again, you just hang up 157-361-pound, and you can ask a question. But before I let anybody else ask any more questions, I'm selfish, I've got one more, and that is, Vicki, we just introduced last Saturday the Body Balance Program. I have no idea what you look like, if you're at your ideal weight. Irregardless of that, what are your thoughts on where this is going to take us as wellness consultants?
Well, I was there, and I bought the big pack, the double pack, because my husband wants to use it, and he's excited about it, and I want to use it. My son wants to use it, who's 12. We're all going to be doing it. Now, I'm not doing it for so much the standpoint of losing weight, because, no, I don't need to, quote-unquote, lose weight. But I'm truly, truly excited about that nighttime detox, and I'm planning on using the morning breakfast one, just because it's going to be a healthy breakfast start for me. So I probably won't do it twice a day. My son won't be able to do it the middle one. He'll do just the morning with me. But we're all looking forward to it, because I know with Negan, it's got to be the best there is, or they wouldn't be bringing it out. So we haven't had a chance. We haven't received our package, but I know it was shipped yesterday or the day before. So or Monday, maybe it's. Well, I talked to Nikan, and they said they got so many thousands and thousands of orders. They're taking all the orders right now, but I think they said it was shipping on Monday to everybody. So you'll have it Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe.
Well, and the quick way to realize that is if you'll just look at the top 20 launch sites around North America and take and add up that whole right column, all those dollars of orders that came in, and divide it by 150.
Yep.
And that'll give you a good idea, at least in the top 20, of how many orders came in, because, at $150 a pack, and then, or that'll give you an idea how many packs they're sending out, not really how many orders came in, because who knows how many people ordered, a four-pack or a two-pack, and that sort of thing. But at least they'll give you an idea what they're dealing with right now. And I just flipped on the computer this morning and saw an email, that said they're catching up. And just for the record, you guys, there's a lot of folks out there that got excited post-launch, post the actual event, and they're saying, man, I want to get that. Can I get it? No, you can. You can get the exact same pack that we got, as a matter of fact, with even the freebies thrown in for an extra $3.
That's
great. Mm-hmm. Some of those components, whether it's the tape measure, the shaker cup, or whatever, they ran out of them. So some were arriving yesterday, and again, the rest of them are scheduled to arrive on Monday. So the response I was given from Lily Beth and the President's Club was simply that, look, at by Monday they'll have everything. But the problem is they should have included at least a mini roll of duct tape in there. Because those of us who have already received it, who have already started it, and
I'm telling people,
I'm blaming the President's Club members for this, and there's 150 of us, and the response in just the first couple days is so, enormous. It's just fabulous. People say to Stacy all the time, you lost 4 pounds, you don't have 4 pounds to lose. She's like, well, I've still got a little bit more to go to get back to where we were 10 years ago when we got married.
Pre-baby,
exactly. And so she's like, and this is my goal, and this is where I'm headed, And so it's kind of exciting.
It is exciting. I thought it was so funny. I was on with Nikan just 2 days ago, and the woman who was helping me was very helpful, but she said, I can't wait till the orders go out, because they won't let any of us employees have any of it until you've all gotten yours. So I thought, that's why you're excited about getting us all finished with our orders.
And it's not like they're going to get any returned at this point, so the employees can have a 50% off, or I don't know how they do it, but it's not like they're going to, we've got a half-used can of the creamy vanilla protein shake.
I bet not.
Who wants this one? Well, I know we've got a couple people that clicked on, so go ahead and fire away if you're on the
Hi,
host
friends.
Line.
This is Julia Leatherman from Goshen.
Good morning, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Doing wonderful.
I have not a question so much as I have additional information. I also have been able to help an MS patient just starting with the insoles, wonderful response, able to walk without a cane. And that, as a nurse, made me curious. So I called my doctor, and I was so shocked at what she told me that I called another doctor, and I got the same information.
And that information was what?
70 to 75% of MS patients go into remission for 30 days when they have an MRI.
Interesting.
So the magnets work.
I couldn't believe it, and I said to my doctor, I already had my response, but I said to my doctor, you think if I put a good pair of magnetic insoles on an MS patient, I might be able to get a remission so that she doesn't have to go into her motorized chair and her cane and everything? And she said, oh, Julia, I knew you were up to something. Well, I'm here to report that we've had, with a sleep system, pure water, a car seat, and insoles, four things is what she was willing to do. And she's been in remission for 5.5 years. I mean,
five and a half years, and they're in the statistic was 70-75% of them, once they have an MRI, they go into remission for 30 days. So
now, I can't tell you about her MS. I can tell you she's not walking with a cane, and she's not using the motorized chair they bought.
And of course, as a disclaimer, because, you know, as I always say, I went to Bible school and studied to be a pastor. I never studied to be a magnetic doctor and do not have a license to practice medicine, nor diagnose or say these products will cure anyone. So we just, what do we call that again, Julia and Vicki?
I just say this is what my doctor told me.
Something about a coincidence or something?
Oh, yeah, well, there are no coincidences.
And God created this energy for us to use, and we're just using it very creatively.
Sure. Thank you, Julia, for that. I appreciate that. That's huge. Any other questions for Vicki? Anybody else on the line?
Well, then that's good. That means I'm not going to get a million emails. Everybody says, well, you couldn't get on board.
I don't think you're going to be that fortunate. Because what usually happens is a couple days from now, people will realize, man, I should have asked this. If I could have, I only would have.
And the one thing I'm going to suggest to anybody, if I get totally overwhelmed, is it's all right there on Growing in Wellness. Listen to the CD.
Yes.
You know, or buy the CD for that matter.
And that's the beauty of it. So, Vicki, I'm gonna thank you, and I don't want to hang up, but I want to thank you again for taking 45 minutes of your time.
My pleasure.
And sharing with all these wonderful people.
Wait a second, you've got somebody who's trying to jump in on you, don't you?
Yes, it's Fluffy, Kent, and Sue in Scotland.
That's what I was going to say. My Scottish ancestry. Okay.
And my colleague Sue is a nurse, but we've just had someone in an environmental 21 club yesterday who has MS, and she has taken the sleep system.
What happened?
I think we lost her.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
There we go.
Were you playing with your phone? Okay.
I was. And she's taken the sleep system, and she's bought some insoles. And Sue's question is, do these products help all types of MS?
Well, as I told you, I have the primary progressive, which supposedly is not helpable.
Hold on a second. Let me just put it on loudspeaker for Sue to hear as well.
Okay.
Can I?
Go ahead, Vicki. Tell us that again.
I have the primary progressive, which is the one that they say the ABCR drugs that anybody with remitting or relapsing is working with to slow down the progression. Those, I've been told, won't help me. I told you I'm trying this Rituxan drug as a chemotherapy for the last year. That has not helped me, absolutely not helped me. And the Siaga and the Nikon products help offset all the side effects from that, at least in my experience. So whether you have the remitting relapsing or you have the primary progressive, you've got nothing to lose. I would say they ought to be doing. The only problem I'm concerned with, as I understand, in Scotland, they don't have as much support. We were in Scotland in 2001, and I ran into a number of people who said they had MS, but they don't have the medical background or the insurance that helps pay for any of the stuff they're supposed to be doing. So I'm concerned whether they'll have all of the same. Vance, do you know whether they've got all of the same products that we have over here?
The only ones that they won't have in Nikon Europe is the
Aquaphor.
No. They have the Aquaphor Express long before we did.
Right.
Basically, the order progression, as products are introduced in North America, then, and some actually get introduced in other countries first, i.e. with the Aquaphor and the Aquaphor Express being in Europe, and then the original Aquaphor being in Mexico before we ever received it.
Really?
For example, the Siaga was, I believe, the last big launch that took place in Europe. when the
oh, so they have it over there. Well, then that would be the one thing I would tell anybody who has MS and is looking to try and help with the chronic fatigue. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just a matter of, you know, starting with something and then and going from there. So.
And it doesn't sound like we got her back, so I guess we can't help her with whatever she was.
Got her on speakerphone, but.
Are you there? Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, good. Okay. So was I answering your question?
Well. Yes. Okay. Yes, we're both here now.
Okay, but was I answering your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, well then, the water, the Siaga, and definitely the insoles, I will not go a day without them.
Hello?
Okay. Brilliant.
But I love the sleep system, so.
Vicki or Vance?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Lanny and Samanish. I had an encounter with a lady with MS, but she had had a sleep system, but she said it made her weaker and hotter, and the only thing she could use was the... comforter.
Well, that's okay, because if she's using the personal comfort pad, that has the magnets.
No, she was
not just. She was doing just the far infrared.
Just the far infrared. Yeah.
Well, it still helps. I tell you, I sleep in the long johns for bed because the far infrared is fabulous for me. And I also refer it to all of my women friends who are going through hot flashes because it's wonderful on that, too.
Yeah, well, she just said that she would get so hot sleeping on the sleep system and that it made her weaker.
But how much of the water was she drinking is what my concern would be. Because if she's not detoxing, then yes, it's not going to be a positive thing because you've got your body working so hard at trying to detox and you're not giving it the opportunity to do it.
Okay.
And once again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just going by what I've learned over the last year and a half.
Yeah, I don't think she was doing water at the time.
And that's huge. I would not have anybody on a sleep system that was not doing the water because you're working against yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I had run across her. She had already had purchased the pad.
So she had her mindset that it just doesn't work. Well, then you need to find the CD, get a copy of it, and hunt her down.
Okay.
Because she's more than welcome to contact me. I have a network of everyone that I've spoken to that has MS or has referred someone with MS. I keep them on my computer so that as these things are coming out, I'm able to shoot out an email. Guess what? We've got a new thing if you're interested, or this is what they've just found out about MS.
Excellent.
So if you want to be in the network, just send me an email and I'll add you to my list.
And one of the greatest resources that we have, and I'll just go ahead and put the plug in now, is that, you know, Brad Huddleston at Growing in Wellness has always been so gracious and kind to that anybody who has access to a computer can simply, for the next 5-6 days, go onto the website, www.growinginwellness.com, and listen to the playback of this entire conversation that Vicki and I have had. And then if you want to order the CD, you can. And let's not deviate from sharing our story about Neekin, because what can happen if we get sidetracked onto an eddy, and I was just reading this in my devotional this morning, that if we get sidetracked from what the main vision of where Neekin should be going, then we're going to be caught up in this tangent and we'll miss the big picture. We'll miss all the other people out there like Vicki's and those folks out there that are really wanting to see the big picture. They're not necessarily interested in just a weight loss or a weight management program or an energy lifestyle. Maybe they're dealing with something bigger that, you know, we need to give them at least the option.
But Vance, I'd like to jump in, though. Because I have MS and I've had this doesn't mean that somebody with fibromyalgia or any one of the rheumatoid arthritis, any of the autoimmune diseases would have very similar responses, because it's still a situation where our immune systems are out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to feel that, well, gosh, I know somebody, but they don't have MS.
Sure.
That doesn't really make a difference.
Right. So we've got to start. These are just great tools, and that sure, we're going to be excited about it because 65% of Americans are in the overweight category, and it's 47% of Canadians. So we've got a humongous market. And at the same time, we could take like the back flex, for example, the flex. 80% of Americans suffer from 80% of American adults suffer from a back condition. I mean, if we just had that one product alone, that's what is so empowering about what we have is we've got the whole package. We truly have a complete wellness home. And as Terry Latham mentioned on his call on Monday night, this will give us an opportunity to get a foot in the door that we never had before. Because how many people have said, well, you know, it's great, you've got the sleep, the water, the air, all these other components, but what I'm looking for is just a serious weight loss program. We had it, and we've had it with the cardio strides for the last 4 years and with the lifestyle program that, you know, my mom and Ruth Williams put together. However, this is something that's so user-friendly. Not saying that the lifestyle wasn't. I'm just saying that this is so user-friendly. It's all in the box. Just follow the little bouncing ball. Go buy the booklet. If you follow that instructions, now, of course, there's not going to be a full month supply of some of the components in the pack. That's the beauty of what we have come April 1st, when we can put them all on auto ship or order them individually. And what I love that I've seen so far is the fact that come April 1st, we'll be able to put the whole thing on auto ship. And that was one of my first questions was, is the pack going to be available after the launch in its entirety, the long, you know, orange and white box? Yes, absolutely yes. The entire pack will be available. If you do the item code, it's not going to change. They're not going to take it away. Now, all the freebie components, the starter pack, the tape measure, the pill box, the shaker cup, and the container to hold 3 or 4 servings of the powder, that will not be available. Those you'll have to purchase separately, I guess, is how it's going to work. But as far as the whole entire program, yes, and we could put that on auto ship and have, you know, 2 or 3 of those coming into our home every month to force us to go out and talk to 2 or 3. You know, people and say, hey, here's the kit. It's right here. Why don't you write me a check? This is what it, you know, costs. Oh, you don't want to pay retail? Well, then why don't you come and become a member? So all kinds of creative ideas. You guys, we're going to get into those, some of those simple creative ideas and tons more in 2 weeks' time. So next Saturday, due to the fact that Dave Stolzfus will be speaking at the Pathfinder Summit during when this call will be taking place, I'm selfish, and I'm going to hear Dave Stolzfus rather than be on a call with all you guys. So pardon me, but I paid money for this event, and I'm going to take part in it. So next Saturday, April 1st, the call will not be taking place. We will resume on April the 8th, and we've got many, many people in store to share not only their testimonies already at that point, what they've experienced with the Body Balance program, but what some of the creative business ways that they're using it into their Nikan business. So, Vicki, any last minute things? Do I still have you on the line?
So next week, when it's April Fool's Day, everybody's going to get their April Fool's surprise if they come onto the line.
Exactly. There won't be a host, and I hope that someone doesn't hijack the call and pretend to be Vance, because that could be fun too. So, but after looking at the schedule, I thought, I could do this, but then again, no. I respect Dave Stolzfus too much to be missing out on what he's going to say if I was on a call. So not going to happen. So again, we'll resume on April the 8th. You guys, I can't encourage you enough to go to Brad's website, see what he's made available for you. It's very, very affordable. And, you know, Vicki, you said you have to order a minimum of 10 to get your picture and all your information scanned in onto the disc. So what is that? You're going to spend a whopping $20-$25.
I think we can manage.
I think most of us should be able to afford that, to have 10 CDs that are packed with the latest, newest information on what Nikan just delivered us, to be able to hand it to somebody and say, hey, why don't you check this out? So,
exactly.
Vicki, thank you.
My pleasure. Now, anybody sending me an email, please be patient, because if I get overloaded, use the CDs. Thank you very much, Vance. I appreciate the opportunity.
I look forward to spending time in person with you.